Today we discuss the impact the Islanders' best player has had on this team. We have the latest news on Brock Nelson and a look at the Islanders' playoff chances. All that and more on today's Locked On Islanders podcast.
Sart tees it up, and a save is made by Bobrovsky. Nelson, Barzal with the open net, and he scores!
Hi, and welcome to the Locked On Islanders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Gil Martin. I'm an Islanders columnist and historian, and I wrote the book Ice Wars, which covers the complete history of the Islanders' rivalry with the Rangers from 1972 to the modern era. And welcome, everybody, to the Thursday edition of the Locked On Islanders podcast. Gil Martin, so glad you could be with us today and be part of the Locked On Islanders family. And thank you for making a Locked On Islanders your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. We have got a lot to discuss on today's show, but first, if there's something Islanders related on your mind, if you have a question, a comment, maybe a topic you'd like us to discuss on a future episode, feel free to send us an email, the email address lockedonislanders@gmail.com. And if you leave your first name and where you're from, we're happy to mention you on the show when we discuss whatever it is that's on your mind. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Isles, and you could follow me, Gil Martin, on Twitter at Ice Wars, NYRVSNYI. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest Islanders news, notes, and happenings, and I am live tweeting during nearly every Islanders home and road game, so please join me for some instant insight and analysis, and it's always great to talk a little Islanders hockey with fellow Isles fans, game time, or anytime. Wanted to kick off the show with one particular thought, and yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm always trying to think of things to discuss on the show, and what are we going to talk about? Because look, you're doing five shows, 30 minutes a show, give or take. Always need, you know, to be thinking Islanders, to think of new topics. And one thing I realized that, you know, just kind of crossed my mind while thinking about it today is that we really haven't said enough and spoken enough about Ilya Sorokin and what he means to this hockey team. And look, I'll say it right out front. This is not to disparage Semyon Varlamov. I think Varley has done a solid job over the course of the season as the backup. But as of this year, I think there is no question that Ilya Sorokin is A, the number one goalie on the Islanders, and B, one of the better goalies in this league right now. And look, I'm not gonna lie to you. Barring a complete last-minute collapse, Linus Ullmark of Boston is going to win the Vezina Trophy. He's the only player in the league with a goals against average under 2. His save percentage leads the league. He leads the league in wins. He's 35-5-1. It'd be tough to say that Ullmark is not going to win. But that being said, if Ilya Sorokin is not at least a finalist for the Vezina Trophy this year, something's wrong. And yeah, you could talk to me about Filip Gustavsson of Minnesota, definitely belongs in the conversation. And, you know, the Hurricanes have goalies that are all, you know, in the conversation as far as statistically how well they've played. But listen to Sorokin and his numbers, and what he's meant to this team. The 2.36 goals against average right now is fifth in the league among qualified goalies, except Sorokin has played 53 games for the Islanders, starting 51 of them, and nobody else in the top 10 even really approaches those numbers. In goals against average right now among qualified players, he's fifth with a 2.36. His save percentage right now is a 9.24, which places him third, only behind Ullmark and Gustafsson. And let's not kid ourselves. Ullmark and Gustafsson play in front of better defensive teams. And oh yeah, by the way, guess who's tied for the NHL lead in shutouts right now with five? Yeah, Ilya Sorokin. And again, not going to sit there and say he's going to beat out Ullmark for the Vezina. I doubt anybody is, but Sorokin deserves to be one of the finalists, and he really, really has come up big for the Islanders, A, down the stretch, and B, just overall with the way he's been playing, and I just love watching him do what he does. He always keeps his cool, and he always seems to find a way to get things done when this team makes mistakes. Is he perfect? No. Has he had his share of the occasional off game? Of course. He's human. But boy, where would the New York... Look, the New York Islanders have already proven over the last 14, 15 games, they can win without Matthew Barzal. They may, and we'll talk about this a little bit more coming up on the show, have to win some games without Matthew Barzal and Brock Nelson. They are already without Oliver Wahlstrom. They were without J.G. Pageau. They survived all of these losses. But without Ilya Sorokin, I don't know where this team would be. And to me, Sorokin is far and away the most valuable Islander on this team. And you look back at, for example, the game on Tuesday night against the Maple Leafs. Islanders are down 1-0. We're about 12 and a half minutes into the first period. And that's when Sorokin made that incredible paddle save on Erik Gustafsson. And if it doesn't get made and that puck goes in, and look, 97% of the time that shot is going in. If that puck goes in and the Islanders are down 2-0, the building deflates, the game takes on an entirely different situation. And here's what Cal Clutterbuck said about the save. It almost feels like you got one for free. Anders Lee added, it woke us up on the bench. I think that turned the tide. We needed that. Sorokin makes big saves, stops breakaways. He stopped David Kampf on a breakaway when the game was still tied. And he just bails this team out when they do make the odd mistake. And again, the one thing that maybe people don't fully appreciate about Ilya Sorokin, playing for a team like the New York Islanders, which is not a great offensive-oriented team. The Islanders, who are 22nd in the league, bottom third in goals scored, who are 30th in the league on the power play, a team that, you know, doesn't score a lot of goals. There is not a large margin for error for Ilya Sorokin. And yet, time and time again, he comes up big for this New York Islanders team, and it means everything for the way this team plays. So, as far as the Islanders are concerned, yeah, we'll discuss things like this more once the season and hopefully the playoffs are over. But my vote for Islanders MVP, Ilya Sorokin. And no offense to any other player. We saw how important Adam Pelech is. We know how important Lee and Barzal and Nelson can be. Nobody is even in the ballpark. It's Ilya Sorokin first for team MVP, and then a big gap before anyone else is second. All right, we have got a lot more to discuss on today's show. We'll talk about the playoff picture. We'll have the latest on the Brock Nelson injury and a whole lot more still to come on today's Locked On Islanders podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can do it all. So with Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/LockedOn. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/LockedOn to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/LockedOn. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So, Brock Nelson. Yeah, it's certainly not ideal right now, what we see going on with Brock, and we certainly hope he can make a complete recovery and not miss a significant amount of time. No updates announced by the team as of this recording, but hopefully we will find something out tomorrow at practice. Nelson hit by Noel Ossiari and, did not return. Islanders officially did not make an update on his status. But, again, it looked like a lower body injury. You hope that it is not going to be something long-term and serious. And, again, check out our Twitter feed because we will update everybody as soon as we hear something from the New York Islanders, but it was apparently a leg injury. And again, we have to hope that it is a quick return for Brock Nelson, because let's face it, you don't want to be without your two most consistent and dynamic offensive players in Barzal and Nelson. Right now, 1-2 on the team in points. One in goals is Nelson, one in assists is Barzal. You don't want to be without Brock right now for a substantial period of time. And again, we will keep you updated. As for the playoff picture, it's interesting right now. And the beautiful thing about the results from last night's game is that the Islanders got a little help, which was really appreciated. And, the Bruins beat the Senators, but Ottawa is fading. Nashville beat Buffalo, but Buffalo is also fading. So who are you really worrying about? It's really, at this point, a three-team race between the Panthers, the Penguins, and the Islanders. And the Islanders won, and Philadelphia doubled up Florida. Final score in that one was 6-3. And it really does help the Islanders right now. They're on a three-game winning streak. They have 82 points. They are the first wild card. And the Penguins entering Wednesday night, where they were playing the Avalanche, 4 points back with two games in hand. But remember that the New York Islanders own the tiebreaker over the Pittsburgh Penguins because the first tiebreaker is regulation wins. Islanders have 37, Penguins have 33, barring, you know, a big turnaround in that department. The Islanders would win a tiebreaker with the Penguins. Oh, by the way, they also have a 37-34 tie-breaking advantage over the Florida Panthers. So, you know, that's like getting an extra half point in the standings. That is like, you know, tie goes to the runner. Well, as of right now, tie goes to the Islanders. And their goal differential is also better than the Panthers and the Penguins. And their road record is the best right now out of those three teams. So that's where it's at. As of right now, the Islanders have the best point percentage of the three teams in the wild card race. And that means they control their own destiny. And with 10 games left on the schedule, the Islanders probably need to win, I'm going to say, 6 of them in order to guarantee themselves a realistic shot at the playoffs. And here's the deal. The next four games are against teams that are not in the playoffs if the season ended now. You've got Friday's game in Columbus, Saturday's home game, 5 o'clock Eastern time, don't forget, against Buffalo. Then you play New Jersey at home on Monday, and then next Wednesday in Washington. So 3 of the next 4 are against teams that are not going to make the playoffs if the season ended right now. And if you look over the next 10, there are 3 other games against teams that are not going to make the playoffs if the season ended now. So 6 out of the last 10 games are against non-playoff teams. And for the New York Islanders, it's 5 home and 5 road. 4 against playoff teams, 6 against non-playoff teams. Basically, if the Islanders just win the games they're supposed to win, they should be in the playoffs when the season comes to an end. And I'll tell you, the way this team has been playing as of late, it looks more and more like they will be a playoff team. And you could take our poll on YouTube. Most Islander fans, I think more than 80% last time I checked, seem to agree with that. But overall, this team seems to be finding its stride at exactly the right time to prepare for the playoffs. And even without some of their better players in the lineup, the Islanders, we're going to talk about this soon, but I don't think too many teams want to face the Islanders once the playoffs get underway, if they make it, because boy, oh boy, can this team be a difficult team to beat. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up on today's show. When we get back, we'll talk about why I think the Islanders will be a difficult playoff team to beat. Plus, we have our Islanders birthday of the day, all that and more still to come on today's Locked On Islanders podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The tournament is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. And then you can bet on everything, from the money line to point scores to threes drained. And yes, you can use your knowledge of the Islanders at FanDuel. Check out the latest odds for Friday's game against the Blue Jackets at FanDuel on the app. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. So, the Islanders. Playoff picture as it looks right now. I think this team is going to be a difficult out if they get into the playoffs. They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Really have played exceptionally well in the last 15 or so games. And, you know, here's what Zach Parise had to say. You always talk about playing well at the right time of the year. And for us, it's been a tight race for us for a while now. Not a ton of room for error. We've got to get comfortable playing these tight games and hopefully everything works out and we can find ourselves in one of these wild card spots. But here's the thing. What do you need in the playoffs in the NHL to go on a long playoff run, especially if you're an underdog? Well, you need to be physical and difficult to play with, against. And the Islanders, when they're playing Islanders-style hockey, certainly meet that criteria. And then you need a hot goaltender. And right now, boy, oh boy, do the Islanders have a hot goaltender in Ilya Sorokin. And he's not just hot, he's consistent. Very rarely does Ilya Sorokin have more than one bad game in a row. And, you know, he is the type of goalie who can really make things difficult for an opposing team. And when you think about it and you add it all up, the other advantage that I think the Islanders have, and it was definitely true under Barry Trotz, and I think it's going to be true this year under Lane Lambert as well. The style of hockey that the New York Islanders play all year round is a playoff style of hockey more than anything else. They play a tight checking, defense first, positionally sound game. And they got away from that earlier in the season, but over the last 15 or so games, especially since Barzal went down and they realized, hey, we got to get back to business and play simple, basic Islanders hockey. That's the way this team knows how to play. That's what they do so well. And other teams have to make adjustments. Other teams get into the playoffs and have to change their approach. This team, not only do they play that way all year round, but you also realize that most of the players on this roster have experience in, you know, making long playoff runs. And even if they weren't with the Islanders 2 and 3 years ago, you know, take a guy like Bo Horvat, been in the playoffs a couple of times with the Vancouver Canucks. Zach Parise made some long playoff runs, not with the Islanders, but certainly has playoff experience. And then you have guys like Josh Bailey who, yeah, he hasn't had a great regular season, but Bales typically takes his game to another level and plays well in the clutch come playoff time. Cizikas, Martin, Clutterbuck, been there, done that. Pulak, Pelech, both been there, done that. Long playoff runs. Nelson, Barzal, Lee, Palmieri has been on many playoff teams. The core of this team, with a few notable exceptions, has been through the wars before and knows how to handle it. And I think that is another thing that works in the Islanders' favor. Now, look, if the Islanders can be the first wild card and avoid facing the Boston Bruins, who I think on paper at least are far and away the best team, you know, in the league right now on paper, facing either Carolina, who is now without Svechnikov, arguably their best offensive player, or against a New Jersey Devils team that doesn't have a lot of playoff experience. Those two teams gives the Islanders a little bit of an edge come a seven-game playoff series. Not saying the Islanders should or would be favored to win, but boy, oh boy, not only would the Islanders give whoever they play in the first round a tough time, but I think even if the other team wins in six or seven games, playing the Islanders would take a lot out of their sails, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, and I think it would hurt them when they decided it was time to, you know, when if they advance and move on to another round. Time now for our Islanders' birthday of the day. And again, we're a day early, but Friday will be the 40th birthday of former Islanders forward P.A. Parenteau. Parenteau, originally a ninth-round pick by the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, as they were known then, back in 2001. Made his NHL debut with the Blackhawks in 06-07, played briefly for the Rangers, and then joined the Islanders in 2010-2011. Had his first 20-goal season in the NHL, 20 goals, 53 points, playing on the top line along with John Tavares and Kyle Okposo. Spent another season with the Isles, had a career-high 67 points, 18 goals, 49 assists, later played for the Avalanche, Canadiens, Maple Leafs, Devils, and Predators before finishing his career with a brief three-game stint in the KHL in 2017-18. And I'll tell you, P.A. Parenteau had a lot of great games with the Islanders, but maybe his best, March 31st, 2011, at the Coliseum, Islanders and Rangers going at it. And P.A. Parenteau coming through with a goal and an assist and a +4 rating in that game, scoring his goal on two shots as the Islanders down the Rangers 6-2. Four goals given up by Henrik Lundqvist. Al Montoya got the winning goal for the Islanders. So P.A. Parenteau, a good playmaker, good passer, and you know, sort of an underdog player who emerged to have a solid NHL career once the Islanders gave him a chance. He is our Islanders' birthday today, and happy 40th to P.A. Parenteau. Want to thank everyone again for making Locked On Islanders your first listen today. Now make your second listen Game to Game NHL. Every moment, every top performance, every result, Locked On Game to Game covers every contest from across the National Hockey League, with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NHL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Islanders podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest injury updates, and we'll have a full preview of both of this weekend's games, Friday against Columbus, Saturday against Buffalo. Until then, have a great day, everybody. Stay safe, and of course, let's go, Islanders!